love Halloween parties. Full of men who are trying to find women to fuck. And when they are met with a slutty woman, well, a slutty succubus like me, we should probably start at the beginning. It was a Halloween party late at night, and I was ready for some cum to fill every hole of my body. The best way to get a bunch of men in a room is to seduce a few of them and have them tell their friends. I started to lure some guys that I would spread the message to their groups by getting them alone and telling them to come into the room I'm staying at. I rubbed and moaned all over these men until they were basically huffing and puffing the fuck. I managed to pull a 20 plus back to my room from those men I seduced from the party. The men were diverse, a lot of different men, old to young, different ethnicities, and at different cock sizes and shapes, which really gets me excited. I sat in the middle of the room on the couch with rows of men ready and waiting to start. But I had to set the ground rules first, and it was a very simple rule. Give me all your cum. After that, everything else is fair game. I started blowing guys with a guy below me eating me out. He is such a good boy. I'm really good with his tongue. The men I was blowing used my mouth and hands very well. I remember starting with three, one for each hand, and one face fucking my mouth. But once I got through the first two rounds of guys, I was able to fit two or three cocks in my mouth. I love some of the guys that were face fucking me. Some were soft, others were nice and hard with me. But all of them came into or outside of my mouth right after they were done. We ended up stopping after we went through about half of the men there. Their cum was tasty, and having so much of them splatter their cum on me only made me want to have more of it. So I switched up the positions and I got myself into the doggy position so I could have multiple guys pounding my holes. It was amazing. The first cock felt so good. The guy slid in nice and slow to get used to this tightness, and hearing his groan as he started to gain momentum was super fucking sexy. But it wasn't long until the guys started getting impatient and used my mouth and hands to get themselves off while a line developed behind the guy plowing my ass. Fuck me, boys. Give me more. The men were dumping load after load into my mouth. Into my pussy. Even some of them got bold and started putting loads deep into my ass. Was wonderful though, hearing all the men talk about how tight I was, even though I was onto the 15th guy. I guess that's one of the benefits of being a succubus, as long as I'm getting semen in or on me, I stay tight and feel the desire of whatever partners I'm with. But it wasn't long until the guys got bored of that position and started holding me to get plowed by two cocks at once. I think that was also one of my favorite parts of the night. For most of the men, the aphrodisiac I was excluding was getting their cocks harder than they've ever been before. I remember seeing like guys that I knew only lasted maybe a couple of pumps and usually dump before they got the rhythm going, starting off stronger than before. Making me come. This not only impressed them, but also me, as I got some hot fat loads from them afterward, which was like the cherry on top for a good round of fucking. Then the next guy would come in and take his place, almost hungrier than the last. I absolutely love this part of the session, as I got to see these men in their most primal states. And what I mean by that is the men started to fight over who got to fuck next. It was so cute to see such needy men fight over my holes that have been filled by a thousand times over. But I broke up the fighting and suggested they start doubling up on my holes. It was incredible how easy it was for them to start plugging me up with multiple cocks. At first, they were rugged, stuffing me with two cocks that would go in and out at different tempos with no real coordination. But my God, those men started to go in sync with one another, and I fucking came over and over again. Feeling those cocks burst with huge loads to fill up my holes, feeding this cum whore over and over. It only got better as I got more of them to fuck me and play with my tits and my ass while I was getting rammed. Then, as the night winded down and most of the guys were fighting on their last legs after multiple orgasms from this cum vacuum of a succubus, I gathered them all up to cover me before they left. One by one, each man came as I got to pick a hole to use or fill before they left the apartment with the biggest holy fuck grins you could ever imagine. I had men pumping loads from behind as others face fucked me and came all over my face. Some made me cry on their fat cocks one more time as they gaped my ass. By the time I got to the last few guys who covered my face and mouth with their seat before leaving, I laid there on the bed in absolute bliss over the fact that I took so many lows with so many compiled orgasms that I couldn't even remember how many loads I even took. Not that it mattered, because in the end, this is what Halloween is all about for a cum-hungry succubus like myself, getting load after load of hot sticky cum from horny men. I can't wait until next year.